Well, hello there. Oh, no, no. Don't even try to pull your pants back up. Or try to close that browser window. Hands on your dick where I can see them, buddy. What am I doing? What are you doing? What kind of exhibitionist doesn't even close their bedroom door properly before they start jerking off? Oh? You didn't think anyone else was going to come in? What if a robber had broken into your home and decided to steal your innocence along with your TV, huh? You wouldn't know something was wrong until it was too late. All because your eyes were glued to your screen. Speaking of which, who or what are you even jerking to? Let me come over and take a closer look. No! No switching to another window. Keep your hands on your cock, dude. If you're jerking off without a care in the world, it at least better be to something that's good. And it's my job to make sure of it. What's weird about that? I'm your best friend. I'm morally obligated to make sure you're not jerking off to some substandard porn. It's like you wouldn't let your friend eat crappy food or listen to lame music or watch season 8 Game of Thrones more than once, right? This is like that. Now shut up and let me have a look. She's not bad. Pretty face. Nice body. I'd give her maybe a 7 out of 10. Unfortunately, she's not actually here, so I'm taking away 1 point. And she's not me, so I'm taking away 5 points. And she probably doesn't know you or care about you like I do, so I'm removing another 5 points. Sorry, my dude, but that means you've been jerking off to a -4 out of 10. And as your friend, that means I need to delete her off your hard drive for your own good. And the good of your penis. Hey, hey, hey! I said hands on your cock. I'm doing you a favor here. And if you can't appreciate that and keep getting in my way, I'll beat you harder than you were beating your dick a minute ago. Now, as your best friend, I believe I'm morally obligated to hook you up with some prime jerk-off material. Now, I'm here, so I'm automatically giving myself 1 point. And I'm also me, so that's another 5 points. And I know you and care about you, and I really like you, so that's 5 points. Congratulations. You can jerk off to someone who is an 11 out of 10, at least. Anyway, this is how you know you've made it in life. What? Did I stutter? You can jerk off. Come on. Your hand's already on your dick. Polish that lightsaber until you feel the force flowing through you. Do I have to say it in a Yoda voice or something? Dude, is this the kind of weird nerdy crap that gets you hard? What? Yeah. I said I like you. You're not old enough to be this hard of hearing. Don't make me repeat myself. Oh my gosh. You are really hung up on that part, aren't you? Look, we've been best friends for, I don't know, a long time now? And I have liked you, really liked you, for almost as long. And I have tried everything. Everything, short of actually stripping naked and seducing you, just to get you to realize that I like you. Romantically. And it never works. I can't tell if you're really dense or you're just intentionally trying not to think about it. But you never acknowledge it. It wouldn't be so bad if you just told me you liked someone else. Or, hell, just say you're not interested in me that way. If you just outright reject me, I would be fine with it. But no. You just somehow don't notice it. Well, you know what? No more. I'm here, your pants are down, your hands on your dick, and I'm telling you I like you. And if that's not enough to get it through your head that I want to be more than friends, I don't know what will. If you don't like me back, then I don't know. Just Just tell me to go away or something, and I'll leave you alone, and we can pretend this never happened. Or if you're really mad at me, if you don't want to talk to me anymore, then that's fine too. Life is short. I'd rather tell you I like you and have you be upset at me for it than to spend the rest of my life never saying anything and wishing I had. But if you do like me, then, I don't know, you can jerk off to me instead. Instead of some random girl on the internet. This is the part where you normally say something. You're just staring at me. Performance anxiety? You're really having performance anxiety right now? You know what? Screw it. I'll do it for you. Hand me that bottle of lotion. Come on! Hands off your dick. Oh my gosh. Dude, either tell me to go away or let me stroke it. Watching you have performance anxiety right now after I tell you I like you is making me sad. There. That feels better, right? Think you can come? What am I saying? Of course you'll come. I'll make you come with my hands even if I have to stroke you for hours like I've gone on Wii Tennis Marathon. Damn. Your balls feel so full. Have you been saving up? You weren't doing some weird no-fap challenge before this, were you? Well, good for me if you did. That just means I'm gonna get a lot of cum out of you. Now, just relax. That's it. Yeah. Just lean back and let me take care of you. I'm gonna stroke it all out of you. Just let me do the work, and I'll make you cum. Your cock and your balls are in good hands. Literally. You're getting close already. Well, I've barely started. Were you jerking off for a long time before I came in? Seriously, it's like it's your first time getting touched by someone else. Wait, this is your first hand job? Seriously? No other girls touched your dick before? What? No, it's nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, I feel weirdly special now, actually. But if I knew this was your first time, I would have tried to make it special. Maybe a candlelit dinner, play some soft music. And after we've had a few glasses of wine, I'd reach under the table, gently grab your cock, and sensually whisper, "Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise?" Yeah, I thought you'd like that nerdy stuff. I'm happy to make you laugh. Now relax. First hand job or not, I'm still your best friend, and I'm the girl who likes you the most in the whole world. So just relax and come for me when you're ready. Come on, baby. I can feel your pre-cum on my hands. It's all right. You can hold on to me. Are you close? You're moaning. Uh-huh. I sense it too. You want to come, don't you? You're going to come for me. That's it. Come for me. Where? Well, you don't have a towel, and I don't want you spraying it everywhere, so I guess you'll just have to come in my mouth. You heard me. You're going to come in my mouth, and I'm going to swallow it. I don't want you making a mess all over yourself or all over me, so you're just gonna have to make a mess down my throat instead. What? You don't think I'll do it? Please, I give great blowjobs and I always swallow. You just worry about lasting long enough in my mouth to enjoy it, because I think once my warm, wet mouth is on you and my lips are wrapped around the base of your cock, you won't last long before you just pop. Oh, you don't believe me? You underestimate my power. You'll believe me when you're moaning and whimpering and feeding me your cum, which, judging by how much your cock is twitching and leaking pre-cum, should be really, really soon. You're coming? That's it, baby. Just relax and let go. I'll swallow it. I'll swallow it all. Oh, told you. You taste good. Have you been eating more fruits lately? We're definitely going to do this more often. Well, first, you could take me out on a date. A proper date. Right now? Well, yeah. Though, maybe you should pull up your pants before you take me anywhere, dude. What? You don't want me to call you dude anymore. But I've always called you dude. Oh, baby. You would like it if I called you baby? All right. Fine, but only if you call me baby too.